everybody, welcome in. It is time for Three Guys Before the Game, episode number 87. Here comes number one. Thanks so much for being with us. Tony Caridi in studio with the Senator Brad Howe and the very well-dressed Nathan Adrian. Today's program being brought to us by BetLucky. BetLucky is the app that makes sports betting easy. BetLucky, the first online sports betting app here in the state of West Virginia. If you're over 21 years of age and you got a smartphone, you're in. Just download the app, BetLucky, all one word, and designate either Wheeling Island or Mardi Gras. More coming up on BetLucky a little bit later on in the program. Gentlemen, here we go. West Virginia against the Volunteers of Tennessee, Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock is the tip-off in Knoxville. It's been a while since the two teams got together. Rick Barnes, the former Texas coach, has taken this Tennessee program to heights, well, to be quite honest with you, to heights that have not been seen at Tennessee in many, many, many moons. They are 17-1 overall. They're 11-0 at home, 4-0. On a true road surface, including the most recent game against Vanderbilt. They're 2-1 on a neutral court. The one blemish on their record this season, the one blemish, they lost to the Jayhawks of Kansas. Well, West Virginia's beaten Kansas. You might as well mark it down, right?
You just gave the path right there. Here's the other thing. They're clearly due for a loss. The Volunteers. They've won too many in a row. They almost lost to Vanderbilt this week, right? Last night as we taped this. So they're due. They're due to chuck one up here, right?
Yeah.
Huh? That's where it is.
What do you think, Nate?
I think that's exactly what's going to happen. No chance they win.
Oh, boy. Okay, so this is an historic matchup. Think about this, folks. Over 100-plus years of West Virginia basketball. Playing number one does not happen often. I mean, our crack crew of researchers, and you don't see them here on the podcast because there are just so many of them. They're behind the scenes.
Kind of like Alabama has analysts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we hire a lot of laid-off math geeks to do this kind of research. As far as we can tell, 13 times in the history of WVU basketball, West Virginia has played a number one team, but very rarely have they met up with a number one team in a true road game scenario. You know, you play them on your home floor, you play them in a neutral site, but it doesn't happen often that you're going onto the floor of a number one team.
How about three times? This will be the third time that has happened. West Virginia faced Temple back in 98, lost 78-69. Also played UCLA way back in 1968, Tony, in Pauley Pavilion when the Bruins were ranked number one. Those are the only two true road games against a number one team leading into Saturday's game against Tennessee.
Here's a thought. Nate, you were involved in a bunch of games with really highly rated teams. Mm-hmm. We probably have to count it up, but you played a bunch against top five teams. How many times did you play number one?
Four.
Four times you played number one.
So real quick, think about that. If it's happened 13 times in WVU's history, Nate's played in almost a third of the games against teams ranked number one.
A third. You've played in a third of the games against number one ranked teams, right? So you know what it is. Here's my belief. So would you end up in those four games?
2-2.
Okay, awesome, right? If you could take 50% all time against number one ranked teams, that's great. Now, could you play Saturday? No. So here's my thought. I'm going to throw this at you. The only way that you can beat a number one ranked team, the only way, the first thing, is you have to think you can beat them. Right? You have to think.
Absolutely.
Like last night, Vanderbilt, you know what? They went out there and go like, we can do this. They were convinced that they could make it a game and that they could do it. Now, that's the very first thing that West Virginia has got to accomplish before they do anything of even thinking about this game, because here's the other side of it. You've got to think you can beat them to even have the chance at it. But if you don't think you can beat them, you will get run off the floor before you even think about it. You are cooked.
Especially against a Tennessee team that's as big and physical as them. They'll just outman us if we come in and play
soft,
play flat-footed on the back of our feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what? I know you're playing semi-pro now, and that's a whole different deal, but
you would love to play in this game, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I've never played a road team, number one team. I'd love to go in their place and try to get a win.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, I mean, and plus the physical thing.
And the physical thing,
Physical thing. Now, I don't know if you could play anymore nowadays, Nate, with that new, that hook rule.
Yeah,
that
I don't think I could.
I came in to play last night.
I would have fouled out a lot.
I think the hook was very good to you through the years. The arm hold, the arm bar, that was a lot of flagrants
I would have gotten.
Yeah, that would have been a little bit of a situation. Okay, so would you agree, though, that the number one thing this team, coming off this loss now against Baylor, despite the fact that a week ago you beat number seven Kansas, you better think you can beat them.
Absolutely, and so far this year in the two biggest games we've played, we've came out and played well, so we got that going for us at least. But to beat Tennessee, we're going to honestly have to catch them on a pretty bad night. If they give us their best and we give them our best, then we don't have a chance. They're just bigger, better, older, more experienced, and that's just the fact of the matter. So you got to come out and try to make things as difficult as possible for them and hope you shoot well and play your best.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing you bring up there about the mental part of it, because that does factor in, and I think that was certainly a factor in West Virginia beating Kansas. There was so much talk about Kansas has to come in the Coliseum. They've lost 4 out of 5. They don't play well in the Coliseum. And that certainly showed up on both sides, I think. You're right, though, Nate. This is a totally different deal, and I know you just said Kansas beat Tennessee. I'm not sure how. You watch this Tennessee team, they have everything you could possibly want. Size, athleticism, guys that can go one-on-one. They move the ball. They make the extra pass. They shoot free throws. Grant Williams last night, did you see this against Vanderbilt? 23 of 23 from the line. One guy, Grant Williams.
One away from the all-time college basketball record that was in the 60s, set in 1960. A guy made 24 out of 24.
He made more than Vanderbilt attempted. Last night, finishes with, 41 points, 43 points, SEC's player of the year last year. He's on target again, and he's just one of their guys. I mean, pick their guys. This, to me, guys, this is an absolute Final Four team and maybe a team that you look at that can win a national title.
I'd have to say it's the most complete team
that you've seen.
Age, starting lineup. They have a sixth man of the year come off the bench with another sixth man that's going to win it this year. So whatever you want to say about them, they're the most complete team out there right now, I think.
Here are their numbers, which you might have to keep the kids inside the house because they do get a little bit scary. They average 86 points per game. They're allowing 68 points per game. They're beating people on average by 18 points per contest. They're shooting the ball at just over 50%. Now, wait a second. Stop and think now. They're shooting the ball at 50%. One of every two shots is going in. Meanwhile, on the other side, defensively, they're holding teams to 38% from the field and 31% from three-point range, while they're making 36% from three-point range. And all the foul shooting, as a team, 77%. 77%. The opposition... Why this is happening, I don't know, but opposing teams at the foul line, maybe they're just, by the time they get to the line, they're discouraged, they're fatigued. They're only shooting 64% at the free throw line. Off the glass, they're out-rebounding teams by 5, 39 to 34. How about this for an assist to turnover? They are at 1.5 to 1 assist to turnover as a team. So they're at 357 assists, 207 turnovers. And Jordan Boone, you want some numbers? How about Jordan Boone? Assist to turnover, 115 to 30. Let us repeat, 115 to 30. That is an assist to turnover ratio.
Did you see his numbers last night?
What do you have last night?
7 assists, no turnovers.
Yeah.
Team had 16 assists, 8 turnovers. They were 2-1 last night. Now, Vanderbilt shot it better than most opponents do, so that's why they were in the mix for that game. But that brings up an interesting point. Nate, you would certainly, I would think, if you're going to take the mental approach to that, you would have preferred Tennessee win by about 53 last night, not have a game where now Rick Barnes can dig into them. I know they didn't lose, but Rick Barnes certainly has their attention here for the next couple of days, I would think.
Yeah, they do, and you're right. You would rather them win by a ton and come in lax against us. But at the same time, they did still win the game, so they escaped it. They might relax a little bit after being on edge after that, so you might catch them there. Let's just be very, very thankful for that flagrant one call at the end of the game, which got them into overtime, or else there'd be a beast coming off a loss, and that wouldn't go well.
Can they do something at Vanderbilt to help the official so he doesn't have to go down on a knee when he looks at the replay?
Or lay down on his stomach?
That has to be the worst court in America.
I mean, to lay down. Because that's what we're talking about there. If you haven't seen it, their goofy benches are on the end zones, right? They're not on the sidelines like normal. They're on the end zones. It's an elevated floor. So the guy lifting the TV monitor up is like doing a military press. He's lifting that above his head, putting it up on the court. And then the poor official, he's just run 7 miles. He's got to come over and lay on his stomach to be able to see the thing.
Is there any reasoning behind that court?
History. That's how it used
that's
to be.
That's how it is.
That's how it used to be. Teams used to be behind both baskets in the old days at the old field.
Okay, that's fine, but why is it so wide? Why are there 20 feet on each side of the end line?
That's a great point because, like, a couple of times, like, either team, but like a Tennessee guy was ripping down the floor down the far right sideline in the second half, and it looked like you're watching a game at the rec center, like, because there's just all, like, there's 42 yards of open court. Off to the right-hand side, like symmetrically, your head can't process it.
Well, I mean, they could literally just put some hoops up, and guys on the bench just go over, like some guys ride a bike. You sometimes see. Just put a hoop up. Guys over there just getting shots up, right? Just get shots up. You're on the bench. We don't need you yet. Go get shots up at Vandy.
All right, so how does West Virginia do it? We'll talk about that in a second. Our program is being brought to us by Bet Lucky. When you're searching the App Store and you want to get involved in the action, look for Bet Lucky. It's all one word. Select the affiliated casino here in West Virginia, Wheeling Island or Mardi Gras. You've got to be in the state in order to wager on West Virginia with the Bet Lucky app. You got to be in the state. When you cash out, you can transfer it back to your bank account or visit the casinos in person to get your winnings. And right now, Bet Lucky gives you 2 times your first bet back in bonus money up to $20. Check it out. It's Bet Lucky, and it's your opportunity. I mean, I've got some friends who are having some good times with it right now and figuring the thing out, and they say you can do all kinds of different stuff. All games are regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly.
You know, a little side note there for Bet Lucky. We're talking about this Vanderbilt-Tennessee game. That was another one of those lines, like West Virginia-Kansas, when you see it come out, you're like, huh? What do you mean Tennessee's only favored by 8 over Vandy? I mean, got down to 8. And you're looking at that thinking, what? That does not seem right. What do you do in those situations? Lean right into it, Tony.
It ended at 5, but you're right. Vandy had not won a league game.
No.
Right? And it was a similar situation to West Virginia and Kansas, and that West Virginia had not won a league game last Saturday. So.
And so the thought was, if you're going to get a shot, if the team's going to sit up out of their coffin, right, rise from the dead, they were going to do it against the number one team. And you saw Vanderbilt do that at home, much like you saw West Virginia able to do that against Kansas last week.
Hey, Nathan, Vanderbilt ran double horns last night. So what that is they're putting up 2 bigs at each elbow, and then they're running their offense off of that. West Virginia got that in its bag. Is that potential? I mean, you could see Culver up there. Could they put another big up there and run that?
They could. I mean, there's always something. If Coach Huggs, like one of the assistants, sees from something Tennessee does on defense, they'll throw little wrinkles into our offense all the time. So they could come out and do something similar than that. Obviously, Vandy was doing something right, but at the same time, they're also just shooting lights out. I mean, they shot 50% from the field and almost 50 from three. And that's why they're in the game. So it's tough to say what we're going to come out and do because they're so big on the inside that it's kind of hard to pound it inside, which is what we like to do.
Right.
I think we're going to have to come out, and you hate to say it, but you're going to have to rely on people to make jump shots. That's the only way we're going to be able to stay in this game, honestly.
And you can't even go inside outside, can you? Because it's going to be difficult to get the ball inside to initiate that.
Exactly.
And you also got to be really careful with Derek Culver not getting in early foul trouble. Right? I mean,
well, yeah, because obviously you have to have him.
He's got to have, you got to have his body. I mean, this is a game he needs to play 30 plus minutes in. Mm-hmm. And you get early fouls, which has been a problem for a bunch of these guys. Wes Harris has been getting into foul trouble. Beadle, obviously. Beadle can't get into foul trouble. If you're going to have any chance to get shots up from the perimeter, Beadle Bolin's got to be on the floor. It'll be interesting to see how they react to it all. 21,000 is what Thompson Bowling holds. 21,000.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, it's a big boy. See, mm-hmm. back in the day, they wanted to make sure, you know, they got that. They've got some guys have car envy. In the SEC, they have attendance envy, right? And they're not going to let someone else have a bigger house than they have. So they're always in competition. So for many years, that building was too big for them. I mean, it was way more than they needed. But now, it's just fine. And there are very few tickets. I think there were just, someone told me this morning, there were like 20 tickets on the secondary market, $100 to sit up in the nosebleeds and $500 if you wanted to sit close. So here's Tennessee for the first time, right, in a long time playing as a 1 on the home floor. So they'll be in there, and it's a huge, huge deal. One other note, we said this is the 13th time, or West Virginia's played 13. What'd you say, Senator? 13 number ones. So the folks at WVU say 14, five times against AP number one. West Virginia beat number two Kansas 2 years ago. They were one in the coaches poll. So 6-8 if you count that.
Okay, so 13 APs.
Yeah, 13 APs.
Right.
13
and then
APs.
I played five.
You played five.
If you count, bring the coaches over
all right.
on that one.
Okay. All right, so West Virginia needs a little magic, and this is a reunion game for Hugs and Rick Barnes. And I was thinking the other day, how big of a botch job did Steve Peterson, the AD at Texas at the time, that was his name.
No, right? C. Peterson's the old Pitt AD.
No, Patterson. Patterson, not Peterson. I mean, did he butcher that thing? He's going to run Rick Barnes out of there. He's going to run Rick Barnes out of Texas.
You know, that's a really interesting one.
That worked
one.
Well, didn't it?
That's a really – now, remember, Patterson had no college athletics experience either. They brought him as an AD, had no idea how to run college, didn't know what he was doing on campus. That's part of what led to his ouster there quickly.
Yeah, it went well for him.
No clue what he was doing. Although, you wonder, though, was that one of those things – I mean, Barnes had been there a long, long time. Now, certainly since he has left, they got a guy they thought was the answer, and Shaka hasn't been able to get it going at that level, and Barnes has obviously turned them quickly. But you just wonder if that was one of those where we talk about
good
timing
times.
And it re-energized Barnes a little bit. All right, really? You're going to get rid of me? Here we go. And gave him another little boost late in his career.
Totally agree with you. However, I would say this. Had the decision not been made, Texas would not be where it is right now.
Agree with you there.
No.
Everybody always
thinks they're going to go get something better when it comes to the coach, and that's just not the case. If you got a good coach, you should just hold on to him. There's going to be bad years.
Yeah. So he's going
to get rid of the coach.
He's a nice dude, too. I mean, he's a nice guy. I'll give you a quick little Rick Barnes story. When he came into Morgantown, he fell in love with what are those peanuts they sell up in the concourse?
Those flavored almond.
Those cinnamon
sugar almonds.
Yeah, cinnamon sugar. So one time he sent a dude up, like, hey man, go up in that. And then
he didn't do it himself.
And then he found out about the pepperoni roll, and he was like, he'd go up, I gotta get a pepperoni roll while I'm here. So I'm thinking about bringing him a bag.
Be very nice of you.
Give him the
good ones, not the.
Yeah. Well, so what would you recommend?
That's tough.
You go stick or you go slices?
I like slices.
You like slices?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Slices.
I mean, I'll eat them both. I've never turned down a pepperoni
good
roll, but I slice.
But
yeah, you got to get a lot of cheese.
The most important part.
Bread is absolutely essential. Well, bread's the thing that controls everything in food. I mean, if the bread's good, the sandwich can be good. If the bread's not good, the sandwich's never going to be good. But I'm more of a stick guy. I like a nice stick in there and just kind of – it's more of a rip job, more of a hard.
I was hoping you were going to go with that story that you saw him in line at the concession stand.
I think
that always makes me laugh when people, we've seen that before. That happens.
I think he did go up. I think he did go up, and I am going to try to hook him up, give him some pepperoni rolls before we get over there tomorrow. All right, so that's the deal. The journey is complete here on episode number 87 of Three Guys Before the Game. So we invite you to join us again. We're going to be coming back here on Monday. All right, Monday. We're going to do this thing.
Sure, Monday.
All right, Monday. We're going to do it on Monday for Three Guys Before the Game. Nathan, Adrian, thanks for being with us. You look so nice. And the Senator, we are out. Today's program has been brought to us by Bet Lucky. It makes sports betting easy here in West Virginia. Download it at the App Store, betlucky.com. You get 2 times your first bet back and bonus money up to $20. Designate either Wheeling Island or Mardi Gras. We are out. Thanks for being with us. Three Guys Before the Game. Talk to you on Monday. See you.